from Washington, this is VOA News. Deadly car bombings at central Nigerian city. China and Russia fail to reach a gas deal. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Two car bombs, minutes apart, have killed at least 118 people in the central Nigerian city of Jos. The blasts on Tuesday flattened several buildings, and officials say they're expecting to find more bodies. No one has claimed responsibility, but suspicion immediately fell on Boko Haram, the Islamist extremist group blamed for thousands of deaths as it tries to set up a conservative Muslim state in the north. The African Union force in Somalia, called AMISOM, launched new airstrikes aimed at the militant group Al-Shabaab. The attack near the southern town of Jilib on Tuesday killed more than 50 al-Shabaab insurgents, but there's been no independent confirmation. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden condemned Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, saying European borders should never again be changed at the point of a gun. Vice President Biden spoke at a military base near the Romanian capital Bucharest to U.S. and Romanian troops, as part of an American push to reassure NATO allies of strong support. Moscow is again insisting that tens of thousands of its troops massed near the Ukraine border have begun to withdraw. The NATO command says it has not yet seen evidence of any pullback. China and Russia failed to reach a $400 billion natural gas supply agreement Tuesday, despite high expectations that the political interests of both countries would push them to complete the deal. During a visit to Shanghai, Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping signed 49 agreements on energy, transportation, and communications. But they did not agree on how much China would pay Russia to supply gas over the next 30 years. The two countries still could reach a gas deal before Mr. Putin ends his two-day visit to China today. China summoned the U.S. ambassador after Washington charged five Chinese military officers with conducting economic espionage against American companies. VOA's Bill Ide reports. We'll get to that report later. China rejects the criminal allegations. U.S. officials accuse a unit of China's People's Liberation Army of hacking into the computers of U.S. companies working in nuclear technology, solar power, and the steel industry. India's Prime Minister-elect says he will work to fulfill the expectations of the common man as he prepares to take the oath of office on May 26th. Narendra Modi was called Tuesday to form a new government. His Bharatiya Janata Party won national elections by a landslide, winning a majority in parliament for the first time in India's history. The Congress Party, which ruled the country for the last decade, suffered a devastating defeat, winning less than 50 seats in the 543-member lower house of parliament. A U.S. federal judge overturned the state of Pennsylvania's ban on gay marriage. Pennsylvania is now the 19th U.S. state to allow gay marriage, along with the District of Columbia. The northwestern state of Oregon became number 18 on Monday when a federal judge struck down its voter-approved gay marriage ban. The biggest U.S. automaker, General Motors, is recalling another 2.4 million vehicles, this time for seatbelt and transmission repairs on cars, sport utility vehicles, and pickup trucks. Tuesday's recall brings GM's worldwide recall total for the year to more than 15 million vehicles. Here again is the hour's top news story. Two car bombings just minutes apart killed at least 118 people in the central Nigerian city of Jos. The blast on Tuesday flattened several buildings. Officials say they're expecting to find even more bodies. There has been no claim of responsibility. However, suspicion is falling on Boko Haram, the Islamist extremist group being blamed for thousands of deaths as it tries to set up a conservative Muslim state in the northern part of the country. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.